Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts 8 and 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. He preached the good news about the good things, about the good Lord. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in the city, in that city. Amen. People say, well, that was just the 12, Brother Keith. Philip's not one of the 12. He's not one of the 70. Oh, well, and Philip. There's a problem with this theology, problem with this doctrine about it only being the 12. Philip was a waiter. He helped with the Meals on Wheels program. He did. He helped them get their soup and sandwiches there hot. That's what he did. Until, because he was faithful, God promoted him. And sent him out proclaiming the good news. How in the world did this waiter get authorized and empowered to cast out spirits and heal, minister healing to people? This is just a guy in the New Testament. He's not one of the 12. You know who else was not one of the 12? Paul. Paul wasn't one of the 12. Someone said, well, yeah, he was the one that took Judas' place. No, he was not. Go back and read the book of Acts in the beginning, the first couple of chapters, and they got the one that replaced Judas. Paul was not that. Well, it was the 12 and the 70 and Philip and Paul, but that's it, but that's it. I don't think so. I said, I don't think so. Go back to Matthew. The 28th chapter, Matthew 28, after the resurrection. Did Jesus go to the cross for his sins? No. Certainly not. It was for ours. Was he raised from the dead for his justification? No, it was for our justification. There's nothing he did that was for him. He didn't need redemption. Well, after going to the cross, after laying down his life, after going to the heart of the earth, after being raised from the dead, here's what he says. Matthew 28, 18. Jesus came and spoke to them and said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Now that's the word for authority. Yes. All authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. And a lot of people stop right there and they say, yeah, Jesus has it all. Read the next verse. So you go. Why do we go? Because he has authority. If he's got the authority and power, he needs to go. No, all authority has been given to me. So you go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatever I've commanded you, and I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Do you suppose this is something along the lines of what he told them, the 12, or the 7? What did he tell them? What did he tell them? I'm authorizing you. You go proclaim. You go deliver. You go minister. How did he authorize them? How did he empower them? This is what's happening. Jesus got the authority back that man lost. Hallelujah. And he said, now you don't go out yet. You wait until you be endued with power from on high. What is it? This is the dunamis that goes with the exousia. This is the power that goes with the authority. Hallelujah. This is the 44 Magnum that goes with the badge. Go to Mark 16th chapter. Mark's account of the same thing. Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, go ye. What does go ye mean? That's old English. What it means is, we'd say today, you go. You go. Why do I need to go? He's got the power. You know, we have employees in the ministry. And we have people that work on teams. And Phyllis and I obviously couldn't do every job, couldn't do everything. But what if I told Rob here? I said, Rob, now this is coming from me. I'm the head of the ministry here. Go over to such and such place, tell them I sent you, and do this. And what if Rob started crying and said, I'm not the head. You're the head. I can't do that. I said, listen, Rob, I'm authorizing you. I'm sending you. I'm telling you to go. And what if Rob kept crying? He said, I can't. I'm not the head. I can't do that. I said, well, okay. And I went to the different employees. And every one of them said the same thing. Well, now you're the boss. Well, I know I'm the boss. And I'm telling you, go over here and do this. Yeah, but I'm not the boss. I can't do that. You got the authority. I know I got the authority. And with the authority, I'm authorizing you to go do it. Well, yeah, but I don't have the money. You don't have to have the money. The ministry's going to pay for it. You go do it. Amen. Well, yeah, but I can't. I'm just a worm. I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. I'm not the boss. What if I went through every person and every one of them, nobody would do it? Then even though I have the authority and ability, I'm locked down. Can you see this? This is the situation in the church. He is the head of the church, but He does things through His hands, through His feet, through His arms, through His legs, through the body. Come on, can you see this? And much of the body believes that the head does everything without them. When's the last time you saw a head prepare dinner by itself? No. The head needs the body. Uses the body. That's why He said, I've done it. I've got the power. I've got the authority. Now, what's the very next phrase? You go. What did the Bible tell us to do with the devil? Help me out. What did the Bible tell us to do? Why would the devil leave if we resist him? Unless we have authority. And unless there's some power to back up that authority. It'd do you no good to resist the devil. He'd laugh at you, go, you're a little human nothing. I'm not listening to you. But, and this is something that we need more revelation of. When you say, in the name of Jesus, what you're really saying is, I'm speaking on His behalf. He sent me. I'm His representative. Didn't the Bible say we are ambassadors for Christ? And He is beseeching people through us. Well, He's doing other things through us. When you're saying, in the name of Jesus, you're saying, I am come on His behalf. He sent me. I didn't come in my own authority. He authorized me. And He is also backing me, empowering me for this. And I command you in the name of Jesus, leave. Then they know, if you know, they know. They're no longer dealing with a human. they're no longer dealing with frail flesh. And that's why the next thing happens is they flee. There's nothing they can do. But many have not, they don't believe this. Hadn't been taught it. Hadn't heard it. If they did, well, I just believe that God's in control. I just believe it's all God. Well, you believe wrong. He gave us authority. We have the name. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of mourning, instead of sorrowing, instead of grieving like we're hopeless, helpless victims, we need to realize who God made us. We need to stand up on the inside. And we need to say, no. I'm stopping my sorrowing. I'm stopping my grieving. I'm stopping letting evil rule in my life. And I command you in the name of Jesus, get out of here. Leave me. You'll learn how to speak. Did Jesus speak to the wind? He spoke to the waves. He spoke to trees. He spoke to fever. Is that right? He spoke to death. You'll learn to speak to cancer. You'll learn to speak to infections. You'll learn. Mothers will learn with their babies to put their hand on their head and said, fever, leave. Amen. Go in Jesus' name. Amen. People say, y'all crazy. Think about you. No, you're just ignorant. Ignorant of spiritual truth. Yeah. This is how Jesus operated. Yeah. This is how the 12 operated. Yeah. This is how the 70 operated. Yeah. This is how everybody in the book of Acts operated. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Philip, waiters, come on, are you listening? Yeah. This is how the church, the devil thought he had a problem when Jesus started doing this. Then he thought, 12 more. 70 more. This thing's getting out of hand. He had no idea what was going to happen on the day of Pentecost. Oh, when the empowerer, the enforcer himself comes from heaven and fills believers and continues to fill and empower all who he will receive him. Now the devil hadn't got one, he hadn't got 12, he hadn't got 82, he's got millions of us. And if we ever find out who we are and what we've got, we'll shut his business down all around us. We will do exactly what they did, and we will come back rejoicing and go, Jesus, the devil's listened to us. Disease listens to us. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice, and that'll make us all the stronger. And we'll just keep on doing it and come up to another level of doing it. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.